scratch your morning sports itch.
This is Cap and Jay Hood, our new morning show.
On ESPN 1000 and the new ESPN Chicago app.
That's why I see
Shot. No shot. With Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why.
Shot No Shot is brought to you by PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. PointsBet Sportsbook is now open. Download the PointsBet app right now and then stop by Hawthorne Racecourse. You don't have to get out of your car and register your account. And we'll take caller 10 regular line. Caller 10 regular line, 312-332-3776. You will win $100 in on-site Hawthorne Racecourse wagers, another $100 for the PointsBet Sportsbook in wagers. 4 live horse racing programs, 4 branded gift items, and you can turn those wagers into big money. Good morning, Danny.
What up, boys?
All right, Danny.
What's the word? All right, boys.
Thunderbird.
Let's get to it. We've got a lot of good shot or no shot questions today.
What? What are you laughing at?
I haven't heard that one. It amused me.
It's a 70s, in this, like 70s phrase.
What's no, the word? That's 80s, because I remember that when I was young.
What's the word? Thunderbird.
Thunderbird.
I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, what kind of headphones do you use, pal? What's the name of those?
Apple Air Max Pro.
You always have a problem with those things. How about a nice pair of Sennheisers?
I don't have any problems with them.
You're always adjusting.
I always
what
mess
the
with the volume. As the morning goes on, I need more volume.
No, actually, you don't need more volume.
He needs to drown out the voices in his head, Hoodie.
That's true.
I don't like you.
I love you.
Go ahead, Danny.
All right, gentlemen. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott threw for 403 yards, 3 touchdowns in his first game in 11 months. It was Prescott's first live action, coming off a dislocation and compound fracture in his right ankle. He had a training camp in which he barely practiced because he had a strained muscle in his right shoulder. He finished the game last night, like I said, with 403 yards. He had 42 completions. He had 58 attempts, 3 touchdown passes, 1 interception. So I ask you, boys, shot or no shot? The genius, Matt Nagy, is right. Preseason action is meaningless and pointless.
That's a no shot. Do you see how many people that were going down because of dehydration? I believe, and this is not just from my belief, we've talked to former athletes, former football players. They just want to be able to play, man. Have that feeling of like, okay, instead of hitting my guy, I want to hit someone else in anger. It doesn't have to be for a whole game, 3 quarters, but at least for a quarter. I just want to get that skin in the game.
I have to correct you just in what you say. You're right. They want to hit someone in anger, but other guys want to be hit. Tom Brady said, I have to get hit.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Just a handful of times so my body knows what it feels like again to have somebody come around the end and light me up.
Did Josh Allen say that too? Or am I mistaken?
Because that's why he went back and played in the third week when everyone thought he wasn't going to play. He said, I need to feel football getting hit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Collinsworth said something similar to that, right, Danny? Like in last night's game, that's what I heard.
Yeah, I heard
third
that.
Third quarter,
as well.
Maybe? I've heard something like that. So, but just, we're not going to turn the clock all the way back to everyone's got to play the entire preseason. Yeah, that's not the case.
Because back in the day, and guys would tell you this, you use the preseason to get in shape. Remember, they would be like a car salesman during the off season.
Yeah.
Or they would be, something to make money.
Yeah.
And now it's 12 months a year they're training. So it's different. Danny.
Gentlemen, Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski picked up right where they left off with 2 touchdowns, which matches their 2 touchdowns from the Super Bowl. Brady's third quarter 11-yard strike to Gronk was the pair's 100th. Touchdown connection together. That's the first time a quarterback and a tight end have hooked up for 100 scores, putting them only behind Peyton Manning and Rodney Harrison with 114 for most touchdown connections of all time. So I ask you boys, shot or no shot, Brady and Gronk will break that 114 record mark.
That's a shot.
That's a shot because they're both going to play next year too, if this year goes well.
Again. Run it back again.
Yeah, it'll come close. It'll be tight, but if they stay healthy, I think they eke it out and get to like 115, 116.
You know, this whole, I will say shot to that. It's just amazing, Cap, because the storybook ending was last year. I'm done. I'm finished. nothing else to prove. But every year he wants to prove that he could be on top again. Because I guess for some, and we know people like this too, like, what do I do after I retire?
Right.
What do I do? Golf? Fish?
Well, who was the
player? Watch
was
my investments?
Was it Wes Welker or was it Julian Edelman? One of them came in to clean out his locker the day after the parade in New England.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I hear music coming out of the weight room. I'm like, who's working out in the weight room? And he walked in and there's the GOAT soaked in sweat with Alex Guerrero's trainer. He's like, you do know we won the Super Bowl 3 days ago. He said, yeah, that was 3 days ago. This is what I crave. I'm getting ready for next one. He's like, guy's a freak, man.
Danny.
Gentlemen, Drew Brees made his first appearance on NBC's football coverage last night. He did okay. He was a little odd to look at. But I ask you, boys, shot or no shot?
Wait a minute. What is that commentary in the middle there?
You're
the host. You're not supposed to be throwing that in
just
there.
Just a little editorial. Shot or no shot, gentlemen? One of the most tweeted about things on the internet yesterday was Drew Brees' hair. I ask you, boy, shot or no shot? He was wearing a toupee last night.
It was some kind of transplant. I don't know about a toupe.
It looked fake.
Are people wearing toupes still?
It looked fake.
Yeah. Take it from a guy who's got no hair that the toupe is a horrible look. So if you're out there in your car right now and you have a toupee on, unless you're covering up like a surgical scar or like some horrific disfiguring thing, open the freaking window up, rip it off your head, and throw it out the godforsaken window. Because it's awful. Just embrace who you are. Hey, man, this is me. I got no hair.
Oh, I'm about to burst at the seams.
Or go to a store if you want to get it back.
Do you want to do the toupee TV draft? Do you know who wears a toupee?
Yeah,
who does that?
With the number one pick, I select Carl Ravitch.
Oh, damn it! I can't beat that.
And you want to go to the toupee coaching draft? With the number one pick, I select Bill Self, University of Kansas.
You know what? That's the end of that. That's not fake hair. That's real, and it's glorious, and leave
him
alone.
When he was at Illinois, I called one of his assistants, and I said, hey, man, you called. You need this number of this high school coach. Here you go. He said, hey, man, if I can ever help, let me know. And I said, yeah, you can. Settle a dispute for us. Bill Self, toupee or no toupee. He goes, oh, toupee, 100%. 100%, Danny!
You don't believe that, do you, Danny?
No, jealousy's a stinky cologne, Hoodie. Stop yourself, Bill Self, a toupee. There's nothing about that man that's fake.
Hey, man, if you're in a car right now and you have a toupee, just bury that MF-er. Just get rid of it.
How about better yet, if you're wearing a toupee, please tweet us pictures of your toupee.
How about
I'd like to see people wearing toupees. At D. Zetterman, I'll just look at them and enjoy them.
It's just an awful, awful look. Just embrace who
okay,
you are.
Give me Carl Ravitch, I'll give you Marv Albert.
That's a great one.
That's my number two pick.
That's a good one.
As we do the snake draft, which three?
Oh, I'd have to think about that.
There's some, and I don't know if I should say it or not.
Why not? If they choose to look like a dead rat on their head, that's up to them.
I think the guy you're thinking about has been outed before, Hoodie.
Do it. Come on, man. You're going to call a Sox game tonight. Do it.
Touchdown, Packers.
Yes.
Oh, boy. He doesn't like me anyways.
I don't know.
I can't believe you just said it.
I did not say it.
Oh, boy. He's never coming on this show again.
That's fine.
Yeah, whatever.
There's your dagger. Snake draft. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead, Cap. What's next?
I'll take Howard Cosell.
Oh, for heaven's sake, the dead Howard Cosell.
I mean,
do you think he was buried with the toupee, Cosell?
I think so, yes.
So the hair is probably still under the earth.
Does that last on a, you know, once
I
you're
think
dead?
So, right?
Put JR, wherever you are, put that on the poll, please. Does a toupee last after you're dead?
Yes or no? Does Costas wear a toupee?
Stop it. No.
He's on the list of images for sportscasters with a toupee.
Now, coloring the hair, yes. Mm. For sure.
I think Breeze's was real, though. I think there were plugs. I don't think that was a toupee.
It looked like a toupee, and really? I saw so many pictures on the internet last night. It just looked too much like a sponge.
What about James Brown?
No, that's just coloring.
Just coloring.
Yeah. He keeps it dark.
Right.
Who else in sports? There's a lot of people at ESPN I could give, but I just
Jim Rome?
Colored for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe that's transplant too. What do you think, Danny? I mean, you've seen Romy.
I think he's got a nice head of lettuce. Yeah, I think it's transplant. His looks more real than Drew Brees's.
By the way, a friend of mine was going to fly on a company plane. So he was at the Signature Flight Support at O'Hare. Mm-hmm. This is a couple summers ago, pre-pandemic. And he sees a guy kind of shuffling along. He goes, guy's like 6'8", and I know who it is. But he's got a towel around him, and you could tell he's got a towel by his head. And it was, you could see there was a little blood on it. And he's like, oh, my God, I know who that is. And he turns to him, and he goes, hey, LeBron. He had come in to have his hair plugs worked on in Chicago.
Well, LeBron definitely has hair plugs.
Yes, he comes to Chicago to get his transplants.
It'd be just easy for you to just go home, man. Just take it off. Go home.
Some people might have bad heads. Remember when Scottie Pippen shaved his head and he had those like weird like bumps all over his head? Like, he's not a man that could be bald.
Bob Hood had the horseshoe. He never went home. If I get like that, I'm going home.
Yeah, I will never be the horseshoe guy.
Yeah. But that was a look back then. That was just look in the 70s and 80s. You know, you just had a little bit of, you know, little hair around the edges there and in the back. No way.
No shot.
I'm never going to be that guy. That's not modern at all.
Awful.
Can't do that. So
you got the horseshoe or you got a toupee. Do us a favor. Tweet us a picture before and after. Just go freaking bald. Just embrace it.
John Travolta. Go ahead, Danny.
All right, guys.
Wow.
Chris Bryant will finally get a chance to hear from the Cubs fans when the Giants come to town today for the start of a 3-game series at Wrigley. I ask you boys, shot or no shot, Chris Bryant deserves the loudest ovation in the history of ovations from fans at Wrigley in a non-game situation.
I think that would be for Rizzo if I was going to measure it. See, yeah, here's the difference between Trubisky and Bryant. He will get a standing ovation, Bryant.
It deservedly so.
There's a difference.
The MVP of the World Series.
Who was I all pissed off that they had a video tribute for?
The utility outfielder?
Almora. If they had a tribute for Almora, they should have a statue the size of the Statue of Liberty for Chris Bryant tomorrow.
Today.
Whenever they decide to do it. My point is, if they're going to have video tributes for Albert Almora, this better be the biggest, greatest tribute in the history of the Cubs ever.
What if they just said, now batting, number 23, third baseman for the Giants or whatever position he's at, Chris Bryant.
What if they have a video montage of all his injuries?
What if they flashed up on the video board, here's the contract proposal he turned down that he doesn't want you to know about.
Just show just a B-roll of just him sitting there at spring training like, I don't understand. They never offered me that money. And then smash cut right to Ricketts, and then you've got Theo talking about it.
$200 million right there!
Courtesy of David Kaplan, audio. It's like all that. Just and people just look at the scoreboard like, what the hell is this? Boo! You're a bad guy after all, Chris Bryant. Take that!
He'll get a deservedly standing ovation. He was a great player.
Oh, he deserves more than that.
He's a wonderful person, and he loved Chicago. He's not here anymore. Move on. But yes, he should get an amazing, amazing tribute.
They should retire his number tonight.
Oh, for heaven's sake!
Stop. He's never getting his number retired.
They're still doing the presentation for Chris Bryant. Cole Wright will take it back to you when we're back into action. Cole?
You don't think he'd get his number retired?
No.
Rookie of the year, MVP, and ended the World Series drought?
This is taking about 15 minutes for this to happen, so we'll turn now to Ryan Sweeney. Ryan, I mean, this has been a long ceremony for Chris Bryant. We're here in the top of the fourth. Still waiting.
And hold on, Cole. We're getting word. This will not be over till 6:30.
Right, exactly.
We will play best of the Cubs home runs over the last 70 years.
Yeah. Here's Home Run Derby. Hello, I'm Ernie Banks. Ernie, what are you doing on there?
And I'm Willie Mays.
What are you doing on there? It's a black and white film on marquee.
Our NFL predictions and your calls next.
Hello.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. Follow the show on Twitter at CapJHood. This is ESPN 1000.
Our NFL predictions are coming up. My guy, Jonathan Hood, again, on the call tonight of the White Sox game. My friend Joe Liberti just texted me and said, good luck to Jay Hood tonight. He's a huge Sox fan and a huge Jay Hood fan.
Thank you, Joe, and thanks, everybody. I hope everyone gets a chance to listen in. Big series for the White Sox to see if they can turn around after faltering against Kansas City and the A's. Let's see what they can do against the Red Sox tonight.
312-332-3776. So we're doing our NFL predictions, and we'll get to your calls as well. Who do you have? Let's start. We've got all the division winners. We've got to do the three wild cards and the NFC champ, the AFC champ, all the awards, and the Bears record. Let's start with the Bears record. Then we can go all around the league. What do you have for the Chicago Bears record?
Officially, Cap, I will say the Bears will go 8-9 on the season. If that qualifies for a wild card spot, then that's what it does. But I believe the Bears, based on their personnel, it's an 8-9 football team.
Okay, I have them 9-8. So we're in the same general ballpark. Mm-hmm. Like, great health, could they go 10-7? Yes.
Sure.
Lousy health, could they go 6-11? Yes. I am going to go 9-8.
All right.
Got a very tough schedule,
that's
but
a,
again,
that's a playoff team.
It's maybe. It's who you play and when you play them. You know, you could play the Packers and Aaron Rodgers is out, and it's a different team. So you got to judge it week by week. But today, for the purpose of this, I'm going 9-8.
All right.
Why don't we start with the AFC East? Who do you have?
Buffalo.
You have the Buffalo Bills. I am with you. The Buffalo Bills will indeed win the AFC East. I think they're an outstanding team, and I am going to go absolutely with the Buffalo Bills with you.
Jeff, do you have a sheet or no? Do you have a sheet?
I do, Hoodie.
Why don't you take us through yours as well?
I have the Bears going 7-10, gentlemen. I have the Bills also winning the AFC East.
I know that, Danny, you're an idea man. Do you have your sheet filled out, or are you just an idea man?
I certainly do have a sheet,
Jonathan.
Oh, well,
go right ahead, sir.
Thank you for asking me, my friend. I have the Bears record, and I hate to say this, boys, because you're going to be upset with me, at 7-10. I think they go to Justin Fields a little bit too late.
All right.
Okay. AFC East, Danny, who did you have there?
I feel like we're all going to have the same four teams in the AFC. I, too, have the Bills.
All right. Cap.
Okay, AFC North, because I went Buffalo as well in the AFC.
Sure.
AFC North, I'm going with the Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland?
Jeff? Cleveland.
Cleveland for me as well. 2-2.
Okay, AFC South.
What happened there? Tennessee.
Same here.
Titans.
Yep, me too, boys. Is this going to be a Goocher?
Okay,
I don't
name
know.
That movie. Name that movie a Goocher. I'll give you a dollar out of my pocket right now if either of you two can name what the movie that's from, a Goocher.
Goocher? I don't even know her.
All-time classic movie. One of the best of all time.
Clearly.
Goocher. I have no idea.
The Gooch.
Hoodie, you got a guess?
No, go ahead.
Stand by me.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Jeff?
Yes, I have the Titans as well.
We all have Titans, all right.
AFC West.
Kansas City.
I think
City.
We're all going to be on the same. I wanted to go with the L.A. Chargers in the worst way. I like their new young coach, Brandon Staley. I love Justin Herbert. I just don't think they're going to win the division. I think they're going to be competitive, solid.
Growing.
But I'm going to go with KC as well.
Jeff?
Yeah, I got the Chiefs.
Daniel?
I think we all have the Chiefs, yep.
Okay, right. Let's go to the NFC East. I have the Washington football team.
Dallas?
I also have the Washington football team.
I was on the fence between the Washington football team and the Cowboys, and last night made me tip towards the Cowboys.
Green Bay wins the North.
Green Bay?
Unfortunately.
Yep.
Cheeseheads.
Cheeseheads it is.
Okay, let's go to the NFC South.
Tampa?
I have Tampa as well.
Yes, Tom Ponbay.
Tom, terrific for me here, too.
Okay, and the NFC West. This is where we could have some disagreement. It's a very, very competitive division.
the Mellor sigh. I'm going to go Seattle again.
That's what I did as well. Yeah. I'm taking Russell Wilson.
I have the Bears opening opponent, the Los Angeles Rams, winning the NFC West.
Mm-hmm. I, too, have the Rams. Sean McVay is a real coach that's a genius, and I think with Matthew Stafford, that's going to be an exciting team.
I could have given you a little off the beaten path there with Arizona, but Fitzgerald's not in the mix for Kyler Murray. So,
okay, let's do the wild cards in the NFC first. Hoodie.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So we got three this year.
Okay. So that's going to be Washington. Sorry, I'm going to write it down here. Washington, Bears.
Mm-hmm.
And, gosh almighty. NFC is just, NFC West is so loaded.
It is.
So,
all right, put all three in. Put all three in that from that division if you want
to. I feel like I want 49ers.
Okay, I went Rams, Dallas, 49ers.
I, gentlemen, for my three wildcard teams, I went with the San Francisco 49ers, the second team from the NFC West. I also took the Seahawks as a wild card, so I have three from that division. And the third wild card from the NFC for me, I put the Saints in. I think Jameis Winston gets a new life with Sean Payton, and that marriage works well. I think the Saints get back to the NFC playoffs.
So, yeah. So winning without Breeze,
yes, without his hair hoodie.
How about that? So I wonder if there's something about the interceptions with Jameis as well. Is there something I can look up where I can say, well, over under 10 interceptions for?
Didn't he just go get LASIK?
So he had his off season.
I don't know about his personal life.
He had it last off season. So last year when he was the Saints' backup, he had already had it, but he never got into the field much, right?
Right.
So now
I'm wondering if that's going to help him.
It's a fair question.
Be better in terms of not turning the football over. He said it was a huge impact on his life.
No, you're absolutely right. But it's hilarious because, I mean, they're wearing different colored jerseys, right? How bad was his eyesight if LASIK is the reason he was throwing 30 interceptions to different colored jerseys? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if you're seeing, like, it's blurry, and he doesn't want to wear contacts, and he doesn't want to play in goggles.
Wait. If he didn't want to wear contacts, that's asinine. Was it, like,
well, you guys didn't watch
Hard Knocks. It really annoys them.
Wait. You guys didn't watch Hard Knocks. There was a backup running back. I can't remember his name on the Dallas Cowboys that had glasses, uh-huh. And he tried to wear contacts in their first preseason game, and he got tackled, and it popped out of his eye. And from that point forward, he wanted to wear the goggles, but he didn't see as good in the goggles. So it was a whole storyline in Hard Knocks about him wearing contacts or goggles or what he should do.
Yeah, I take it from a guy who wore contacts. They can be very annoying.
I've worn contacts since I was in fifth grade. I feel like you adjust if you find the right pair. But maybe someone else is different.
Where are we now? We had our wild cards?
Turn for the wild cards,
yeah,
boys.
Yeah, I made one change on my wild card. I axed the 49ers, and I put the Falcons in there.
All right.
I have the Seahawks, the 49ers, Cap's favorite team, and I do agree with Mellor. I think Jameis Winston's going to have a really, really good year. If we were picking comeback player of the year, I might pick Jameis Winston. I think the Saints are going to be the third wild card.
It's going to be a dogfight to get to the playoffs, man.
You're certainly right about that.
Dogfight. I mean, you start looking at some of these teams, and you're like, ooh, Bears? I don't think so. Anyway, we will take a quick break, come back, go through more predictions. We've got NFC Championship. I've got a great matchup in the Super Bowl. Great, as I'm sure you gentlemen do. We'll get to that, our award winners. It's all coming up on a Football Friday and a free ticket Friday. Next pair of White Sox tickets we give away at 8:45. Be right back.
Take that.
Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
on ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Our NFL predictions on a Football Friday and a Free Ticket Friday. Again, every hour on the 45s. That would be 8:45, 9:45. Then we go to Carmen Yerk, 10:45, 11:45. And then Waddle Sylvie, who will be on remote today at JMO's in Mokina. And happy birthday, Sylvie. 50 today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to my much older brother,
there you go,
Sylvie.
There you go. You had one the other day. Sylvie turns 50 today, so happy birthday to him.
Because it's Virgo season. Virgo season. And so the Virgos, it's just not him, just like Nick Friedel, Ray Flores.
Nice.
So many of us getting the job done in September.
There you go.
You know what that means, right?
No idea.
Oh, that means during the holidays, people got it in.
You're a New Year's Eve baby.
That's right.
There you go.
Maybe Christmas.
A little Christmas.
Kwanzaa celebration?
Well, it depends. I didn't know Sylvie was into Kwanzaa.
Huh?
Yeah. Go ahead, Cap.
All right.
Go ahead.
Let's go back.
Balls and strikes. Here we go.
Let's go back to, you know, it's taking the material and making it non-balls and strikes.
I just did.
I'm talking about NFL awards on a football Friday.
I think Sylvie celebrating Kwanzaa is funny.
I think it's pretty funny.
That's good.
It's big and skokey.
Listen.
When we were growing up.
I like see it with a little hat. That'd be
great. Maybe
with his yarmulke on and celebrating Kwanzaa.
Maybe just the 8 crazy nights of Hanukkah.
Yes.
Never know.
Takes 8, huh?
That's it.
Go ahead, Cap.
And on the 9th day, we celebrated Kwanzaa.
Dad Harvey was great at the dreidel.
Get that thing to spin. NFC champion... Who do you have, Jonathan? Hold on.
Do we give our AFC wildcard teams? I think we need.
Oh, did we forget the AFC wildcard?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
So we didn't forget. We had a break.
Yeah. So, Cap, the Steelers are going to make the playoffs. They're going to make the playoffs.
Okay.
With the extra wild card, I believe you always believe in Pittsburgh to at least try to make some noise, right?
Mm-hmm.
This will be Roethlisberger more than likely his last stand,
mm-hmm.
I think. I think the end of the era for Roethlisberger comes after this season. So I'll say Pittsburgh. I'll throw the Patriots in there as well. And also in the AFC, I will take, boy, I know you like the Chargers.
I'm not putting them in.
But you're not going to put them in yet, right?
I'm not. I think they're a very good developing team with Justin Herbert. It's very competitive. I don't have them going.
I will pull the trigger and say Baltimore.
Too many injuries for me with Baltimore. I am going to go with the Steelers as well. The Miami Dolphins. I really like
Tua,
Brian
leading Lawrence, the charge.
And Denver.
Who's the quarterback?
Drew Lock.
No shot.
Their defense is so good.
I
and
know.
It's Teddy Bridgewater.
And is he the one who's going to start?
Okay, he's going to start, yeah.
So Teddy Bridgewater. And I'm not a huge Teddy guy, but that defense is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Denver.
That's how confident he is in the Broncos. He doesn't care who's under center.
I don't, because I really like the defense. And
listen, they've got a good QB
room.
Mitch
took the Bears, twice to the playoffs, and he sucked here.
Rex Grossman took him to the Super Bowl with that defense.
And he was awful.
It's a good quarterback room, Jeff, if they get all stay healthy and get away from COVID.
Listen, you know that when you look at a team's roster, you know, some people look at the starting quarterback. I like to look at the room. That's why I feel like the Bears are in good position, right?
Room.
You get three quarterbacks in your room, you know you're in good shape. Or we could just start Justin Fields and feel better, but whatever.
Where's your wild card?
My wild card team, gentlemen. The Steelers are not making the playoffs, in my opinion. I've got the Patriots. I think, Cap, you should have pulled the trigger on the Chargers. I've got the Chargers, and I think the, believe it or not, the Indianapolis Colts, led by their defense, takes advantage of a weak AFC South division, and they pile up 4 easy wins courtesy of the Texans and Jaguars.
Yeah, I don't have all the love for New England. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. I don't see it. I do not.
I'm just betting on Belichick.
He's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think they're good enough.
But you love the moxie of him saying, the Mac Jones era starts today.
I like that.
You guys are out. Let's go.
Correct.
But he can do whatever. He could literally go, hey, I just signed Danny Zetterman. He's starting on Sunday. Everybody would be like, all right, whatever. It's Bill. Matt Nagy could go, hey, I just resurrected Y.A. Tittle and he's starting. No, nope. He's Matt Nagy until he proves it.
And wrong plays for Y.A.
There you go.
That's a problem. You believe in Y.A., you just don't believe in the play caller.
Y.A., why did Coach call the Cordero Patterson, what did they call, jet sweep?
I don't know. I know one thing. I need a cigarette.
It's a little dusty where I was. I'm glad I'm back. Let's go.
All right, Jeff, what do you have for your wild card?
Those pictures of the old guys playing, they'd have a cigarette on the sideline. Like Lenny Dawson. There's a famous picture of Hall of Fame quarterback Len Dawson in uniform, game going, smoking a cigarette while the defense is on the field. What a different world we lived in, man.
Danny?
Gentlemen, for the AFC wild card, I too believe this is Ben Roethlisberger's last stand, and I too believe that they are going to make the postseason. I have all the faith in the world in Bill Belichick. With or without Mac Jones playing like a stud, so I have the Patriots making it, and I do love the Chargers.
Good.
Okay. Like the NFC champion is who, Jonathan?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I am with you. I also have Tampa Bay.
Boys, I have the Green Bay Packers beating the Rams in the NFC title game.
God,
that's painful.
Could be. Last stand for also for Aaron Rodgers.
Right, and please.
Last dance, boys.
No,
I don't know if you've heard.
Stop. He's won one ring. There's no last dance comparisons. We won six.
He last won dance one. In Green Bay.
They absolutely cannot
you
use
talk
that.
About someone that was captured by that documentary. For him to just say last dance, like, yeah, that's us. No, it's not.
Exactly right.
Jeff?
The Packers.
He said
over,
the Packers.
Yeah, Packers.
Danny?
I have the Bucks. I've made a personal decision that as long as Tom Brady's playing, I'm going to have him in the Super Bowl.
JR.
So, I'm going to drink coffee and just watch.
Go ahead. AFC Championship.
Buffalo Bills.
Still waiting to cash that ticket, huh?
Yep.
Still, how did it go last year? Fell a little short.
Yeah, I made a deep run. And then it fell short. So that's what the Bears did in 84. And in 85, they said F you to the rest of the league, and they won.
That's what Buffalo's going to do this year, right?
Buffalo's going to the Super Bowl, and they're going to win it.
Kansas City. Jeff?
I co-sign your Chiefs selection, Hoodie.
Make that three.
Don't get that usually in the NFL, but that's kind of where I see it here. Kansas City, unless there's some major injury, they should be the best team in the
AFC. You guys have a repeat of the Super Bowl.
Don't get that often, do you?
Okay.
Not me. I've got the Packers and the Chiefs.
Oh, that's right. Who wins the Super Bowl?
Hoodie.
Kansas City.
Buffalo Bills. Danny.
I so badly want to say Tom Brady repeats, but I'm not going to. I'm going because I think Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs pull it off this year. They improve the offensive line. I think if they give them some time in the Super Bowl against that stout Bucs defense, I think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Jeff?
Boys, I hate to do it, but last dance.
Don't do it.
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers hoists the Lombardi Trophy in a storybook ending to his Green Bay career. It will be the last dance in Wisconsin for him.
Boy, the Bucks and then the Packers. Wow. Amazing.
Don't like it. I don't have a problem with the Bucks. I'm just not a Packer guy. Not at all.
Listen, I hate the Packers, but In terms of my analysis.
He has perspective. All right, Super Bowl MVP, Cap.
Josh Allen.
Travis Kelce.
Which is his correct pronunciation of his name for everybody out there. Jeff.
Oh, that's right. Are we doing that? Ugh. Do we have to do that, Hoodie?
Yeah. You don't have to.
I know, but then I could be incorrect. That sucks. I hate that.
You're only the fantasy guy.
I know. Super Bowl MVP, Aaron Rodgers.
Danny.
Oh, God, Miller. Patrick Mahomes.
All right.
Okay, the offensive player of the year.
Devontae Adams.
Last dance.
Devontae Adams, the whole offensive player. Wow, that's a bold pick.
That's what we do here, pal.
Wow. I am going to go with Patrick Mahomes. We'll get the offensive player of the year.
Sign me up for... Sorry. Cap. Sign me up for Matthew Stafford being paired with Sean McVay. I think he's going to pile up some good stats.
I like that, Miller.
Holy Daniel. Bleep.
I'm going to go with Derrick Henry. We all have the Titans making the playoffs, and I think he's the reason why, obviously.
Running backs are a dime a dozen. Go ahead, Cap.
Defensive player of the year. Aaron Donald.
Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett
as well.
That's
a great pick.
I, too, have Myles Garrett. We all have the Browns making the playoffs. He's the guy that's going to lead that charge.
The offensive rookie of the year.
Kyle Pitts.
Give me Najee Harris of the Steelers.
Dime a dozen.
Yes.
I'm going still. Justin Fields. Justin Fields.
Boy, that's the hope. So, let me ask Danny. Danny? What's your pick?
Well, I so badly wanted to put Justin Fields, but because I have the Bears going 7-10, I just couldn't do it. But we all have the Patriots making the playoffs, and that's because of Mac Jones.
Oh, God.
How about that, dude? No, none of us take Trevor Lawrence. Wow. Wow. How about that? A lot of people think, some people think Justin Fields is the best quarterback in this draft, but others still feel strongly about Trevor Lawrence. I find it interesting. Mac Jones gets a vote, though. All right. I liked it.
Defensive rookie of the year, I go Micah Parsons, Dallas Cowboys.
Micah Parsons.
Cap, you have the Broncos making the playoffs because of that stout defense. They've got a new cornerback named Patrick Surtain. He's
going
to be the rookie of the year.
That's a very, very good pick. No question about it. Who is the coach of the year? I have Sean McDermott, Buffalo.
Kevin Stefanski, Cleveland.
I thought you had the right pick, Cap, but it's Sean McVay. He'll be the coach of the year.
Nope.
Gentlemen, it will be Bill Belichick because Mac Jones is leading that team back to the playoffs.
That's good stuff there.
There you go.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox!
Yes. It's a free ticket Friday on the Cap and Jay Morning Show right here on the home of the White Sox. This week we have tickets for games against the Los Angeles Angels. We'll give away tickets at 45 past every hour. Free Ticket Friday presented by our friends at Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Caller 10 regular line 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. If you want to go, don't call if you're not going to go. Sox Angels, caller 10 will hook you up. Our way of saying thanks for listening to Cap and Jared Mornings between 7 and 10 here on ESPN 1000.
All right, big night for my partner. Talk some baseball next.
We'll get back to your phone calls momentarily here on Cap and Jay Hood, but let me tell you about DraftKings. Yes, DraftKings. Now's the time to celebrate. The first NFL Sunday of the season is about to kick off, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, is putting you in the center of the action this week. New customers can get a free shot at $1 million top prize with their top first deposit by signing up using the code WMVP. Get in all the action now. It's simple. Just pick up your lineup, stay on the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Feel free to check out the NFL action like never before with a free shot at $1 million payday. Again, download the DraftKings app and use the code WMVP. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Jeff?
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
It's Josh Tutwiler of Montgomery, Illinois. Do you know where Montgomery is?
I do.
I did not know till a long time ago, but at one point, Montgomery.
It's around Kane County?
Yeah, Aurora.
Yep.
Out past Aurora.
A little Kendall in there as well.
There you go.
Kendall County.
There you go. So Josh wins the free tickets for the White Sox game. Another pair of ducats coming up at 9:45 today. JD will join us at 9:17. That will be our Bears hit with Jeff Dickerson every Friday. Bookmark it. You'll get the latest from JD right here on the Cap and Jay Hood Show. Tonight, 6:30 pregame with Jesse Rogers. The little guy is going to be on the call of the pregame and postgame for the White Sox and the Red Sox. Carlos Rodon, Tanner Houck is the pitching matchup. So good to see Rodon back. Lance Lynn's going, I believe, on Sunday. Good to get him back as well. As you start to round toward the playoffs, magic number
14. Is that correct?
I believe that is correct, sir.
And on the call of the game tonight with Len sliding over to TV as Benetti's doing college football this weekend, that will be Connor McKnight on the play-by-play. My partner and friend Jonathan Hood is doing the analysis work. Can't wait to hear you on that game.
That's going to be fun.
Can't wait to see it.
That, my friend, is a cherry on the sundae.
How about that?
That's it. For in my career, that's a cherry on the sundae. To be able to broadcast my favorite team in Chicago, the White Sox, at Guaranteed Rate, in the same booth that Ed Farmer's been in, the same booth that Harry Carey and Jimmy Pearsall have been. Yeah, it's a Guaranteed Rate. It's not Old Comiskey, but the point is that I grew up listening to White Sox baseball. And the ability for me to be able to, for one time, be able to broadcast along with Connor McKnight, who's excellent at what he does, it's going to be awesome.
Was there ever a time when you were a kid that you were all White Sox and despised the Cubs? Because back when we were growing up, it was basically they stamped it on your birth certificate. You got a C or a WS, Cubs or White Sox. Now, like, Sylvie has a son who roots for the White Sox. I'm a Cubs fan, but I go to games at Guaranteed Rate. I don't cheer against them. That's kind of died off some.
I've never hated the Cubs. Never hated them. I just prefer the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
And because of where I grew up. You grew up 20 minutes from the ballpark. You're a Southsider. It's in there. You had a choice when on my block. Either you're going to be a White Sox fan or you're going to get your ass whooped. I chose being a White Sox fan.
How was your dad? Did he hate the Cubs?
No, he watched both. Yeah, he's a big sports fan.
My dad, too.
Nah, just a big sports fan. And I mean, because if you're on the South Side, at least where I grew up in the Southeast Side, you were just a Sox fan.
Right.
But no, there's no hatred in the Cubs. Look, the Cubs were on first before the White Sox were.
Mm-hmm.
You come home from school, oh, the Cubs are on. Yeah, another day
sixth
game.
Sixth inning or whatever, fifth inning.
Look at that. A 120 game or a 305 game, they're right there for you, right? The shadows are playing a factor for the 305.
Right.
You know, that whole thing, right? And then you watch the White Sox, and it's like, all right, that's my nighttime. That's where I'm watching the White Sox. So it's just always been in my veins. I love baseball, but I'm a Sox fan. And I look forward to seeing what happens tonight with the Sox and the Red Sox. Because I'm interested in finding out what Rodon brings. You know, if he would have stayed healthy, he's definitely in the Cy Young conversation.
If he'd have stayed healthy.
Yeah.
No question.
So hopefully now we'll see him turn around and get ready as we get to the home stretch of trying to clinch this playoff spot.
What happened Sunday night in Los Angeles? How does it happen? It's a football Friday. 312-332-3776. We want to roll through these. We want to hear your Bears prediction, not just the score. How does it happen? Do the Bears eke out a victory? The Bears blow out the Rams? Or do the Bears get blown out? Does it go to overtime? What do you think? 312-332-3776. Your calls. 2 minutes.